Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Christine DiDomenico. I am one of the teachers and principal of the Access Possibilities School. Welcome to our show on May 30th, Memorial Day in the U.S. And today we are talking, our topic is help, I'm overwhelmed. And I will be joined very shortly by with Simone Padour. She's just trying to get on now. So if you have any questions, you can call in and ask your questions live with us. And the number for call-in is 646-716-8601. And we always welcome any questions, so feel free. So this topic is actually near and dear to my heart because about 10 years ago, this was really the way I functioned in my life from overwhelm, or that's what I thought anyway. And at that time, I was a parent of three kids. I was teaching full-time in a public school. I had some other businesses. I was involved in things with the PTA. I always seemed to sign up to do extra things at my job. I have always been someone that likes to learn, so I would take classes, and I really had a full plate. And so in this world, that would mean that you're overwhelmed. And so I pretty much functioned from that, feeling stressed all the time, just not having a lot of ease. And I think we have Simone on here now. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Simone?
Hello,
welcome.
I can hear you.
Hello. Great. So I have started. And what I was telling listeners was that this topic's really near and dear to my heart. Well, further away now than it was, but this is pretty much how I function from in my life, from the busyness of life, meaning that I was overwhelmed. Just being involved, you know, teaching, being a mom, taking classes, getting involved in PTA and all the things that I decided I had to do as a parent and as a teacher and as a woman with family and all of it. And it wasn't really until I found these new tools about 10 years ago from Access Consciousness that things started to change. And the interesting thing is that it changed right away because when I realized that I had a choice, like that concept of you have choice, it just that changed everything. Because what I realized was that, I was very busy, and that I could be less busy. I could choose not to do some of the things that I was doing in my life. And I actually did choose to eliminate some of them, but most of it I didn't. And it was just knowing that I could change it if I wanted to. I could choose to not have so many things in my life if I wanted to. And that just like shifted everything for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny too, like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just was like, where else, I wonder, you know, maybe you have some circumstances like this and where else that we do this in our life as, you know, for listeners who have kids, work with kids or, you know, and how can they change that? So go ahead.
Well, it's funny because I hadn't, like, when I started Access and using the tools, and I stopped doing a lot of that in my life, although I've never really, I mean, there's been times where I've gone to overwhelm, but most of the time I'm pretty good at sort of navigating that area. And this past year, I mean, my sort of my dream has come true, like to be part of starting a school, to be part of, you know, using access tools in school, in a school, you know, and being an access school. That was just, I was so excited that I forgot to do the nurturing things that you required to have a joyful life in all respects. And I was so driven. I mean, I know you remember this. And even this weekend, Christine was like, take the weekend off. Go do something fun for you. Because it was so exciting, and I was so driven to make it a success. And in retrospect, I think actually I hindered the project in lots of ways because there was that energy or that push, you know, like, you know, when you get a pushy salesman, you're like, I'm going to sell you this. And you're like, ah, no, I'm leaving now. So that it's been interesting to see. Sometimes when we're maneuvering through life and you think, yeah, got it handled. And then you come across something and it's almost like the past comes to bite in the bum. And it's not that it's just sort of giving you sort of the FYI that, hey, you might want to look at this and maybe change something here, because the things that you maybe thought you had changed are maybe showing up in a different way or showing up in a deeper way that then you can now change because they're ready. So.
So,
you're ready,
you know, And what I often hear from people is, yeah, I would really like to nurture myself, but I don't have time. Like, that's usually the reason and justification. Well, I can't take time. My job will suffer or my family will suffer. So can you talk about how this nurturing yourself actually would contribute to all those things?
Well, the funny thing is I notice when I do take time to do things that are beneficial to me and bring me joy. Like today I went out walking and visiting an old house monastery and stuff like that. And I love old things. So it was totally different from my everyday life. And I was out of the house and I could come home and work on stuff for school and things like that. And then there was no longer this pressure and there was this sense of, okay, I can do this now, where when I don't take that time, then it's like, go, go, go. But you kind of feel like you're paddling through mud or you're fighting to get it finished, and it's not easy and it takes way longer. And if you would just go, actually, what do I need here? What would be fun for me? Maybe it's I go for a swim. Maybe it's I take a jog. Maybe it's I eat a cheesecake, whatever that is. Then everything starts to go smoothly. Whereas if you don't take that time, you do go into overwhelm. This has been my experience. And you're not as productive either.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true. It's intensity of work, and I have to get this done. There's just this force of that it's not going to get done because you've contracted yourself, you're not being the lightness and the ease of what could be. And I have found that so many times where I'll just, all right, I'm going to walk away from this now. And because whatever I was working on was not showing up with ease, or it was just like if I'm trying to write something and the words just aren't coming, so remove myself from it, go do something else, do something I enjoy, and then come back to it. And it's like just like easy, and the words come, whatever it was that was a struggle before just disappears.
Yeah.
So it's like, how many lies have we bought that we have to keep working and spend time doing things for others all the time before ourselves? And how much does that create struggle and overwhelm instead of, I could, you could actually have that you know, you could have the time to spend with your family and do the things that you need to do with them and do the things for yourself and have all of it with greater ease if you allow yourself to stop when something's not working.
Yeah. I have a friend who she works with Access. She works with Dane, and I remember visiting her, and I watched with how, like, with such ease how she just sort of walked through life. And I remember I was working on something for her, and she sent me a text saying, "Well, my body's tired. I'm gonna go to bed." And I thought, "How can you go to bed? There is so much work to do." And I caught myself, and I'm like, who the heck am I being? Like, who is this crazy person that's in my head? And I suddenly realized, like, wow, like, she is a huge creator. Like, she, you know, written books and creates classes and makes sure that Dane's got what he requires for traveling all over the world as far as media and all kinds of other stuff. And she just sort of, I mean, I'm sure there's times when she gets a bit stressed, but for the most part, she's just like gliding along. And I'm like, I'd like some more of that, please.
Well, and the thing is that it's not that these circumstances won't come up where you start to feel that stress.
Yeah.
You start to feel that overwhelm. But with these tools, what I have found is that I now know how to get out of it right away.
Yeah.
It's not something I stay in. I notice it, and then it's like, all right, have to stop this and start looking at it and asking some questions. But I do want to talk about something you said, that crazy person in your head. and how many of us have that crazy person in our head? Like you said, that how could you stop working? We're on this project. We have to get this done. And all of those thoughts are just things that we bought as truth of how we have to function. And it's really not necessarily true in that moment. So starting to become aware of those crazy thoughts and just look at it and, like, say, well, who does this belong to is a tool we use in Access Consciousness. Where when you ask that question, if there's a lightness in your world when you ask the question around the thought that you have, it's not yours. It's just like, all right, return it to center. Maybe I got this from my mother. Maybe I got this from my, you know, teacher training. Maybe I got this from this society that says you have to work hard to get things done.
Yeah.
So that's been a terrific tool.
Well, and that's a good point that you make. It doesn't matter who it belongs to. And I know I sometimes stick myself with this too. It's like, oh, well, my mother or my blah, 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 or my ex-football, whatever. I never played football, so that doesn't really count. But it doesn't matter where it comes from, because the truth is they bought it from somebody else. And that person bought it from somebody. And it just goes down this crazy, you know, Russian doll situation. And it doesn't matter. As long as you realize when you're doing it and go, whoa, hey, stop. I don't remember if you remember the Saturday Night Live sketch where the woman goes to this psychiatrist or psychologist and she tells him her whole problem. And he looks at her and he said, well, I have this thing for you. You might not like it, but it only costs $5. And she's like, oh, okay. So she gives the $5. And he looks at her and he yells, stop! She's like, what? What? Like, just stop it. And I hear that sometimes in my head, like, when I start on that crazy hamster path, just like, stop. Like, yeah, you can pod pocket, you know, point of destruction, point of creation, and that, like, erases it. And you can also just say, hey, come aware of it, and just stop it. It's a choice. Just stop it.
And could it be that easy? I'm sure people are thinking, no, of course not. But it really is that easy. It's just, like I said in the very beginning, being told by someone, or asked by someone, you have choice here. Just that. It's like the light switch I needed to see that, I do have choice. And it's the same thing with that voice in your head. Stop.
Yeah.
You have that choice.
Exactly. I remember talking to one of my relatives, and she's never really done any exes of any kind, but she said she always had this voice in her head, oh, you're too fat, or you're blah, 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 or all of these things, or like all these sort of negative comments she was hearing in her head. And she finally just said, stop. No, I'm not listening to you, this voice in my head. You are a liar. I'm not listening to you. No, no more. And she changed it. And so, it can be, that choice is that powerful in my point of view.
It sure is. It really is one of the most powerful tools we have over everything. Is that choice trumps it all.
It certainly does.
Pretty cool. The other thing that I've been playing with this a lot too lately is that space where I feel like I'm getting contracted, where my whole being is shrinking and there's a heaviness in my body and nothing's working, and I'm becoming more and more aware of when I'm there, and then I just take a deep breath and expand out. It's just almost like looking at my being that now has gotten to be about an inch, and then making myself bigger and bigger and bigger and expanding out to fill the room, expanding out to fill the whole house, expanding out to fill the town and the state and the country, and just going out to expand out to the whole world and then beyond, just like let myself float out in all directions, even down into the earth. And that has been so changing. It changes things so much for me. And I sense it so much in my body now that it's now just when I have that awareness in my head that, you're shrunk, you're shrinking, expand. It just happens.
Yeah.
I don't have to go through all the steps of it.
So. That's a really cool perspective on it, like looking at yourself and then, creating that space and making yourself bigger and bigger and bigger. I like that. One of the other things that I've been doing a lot lately is when I feel myself starting to shrink or starting to contract, and then and I start to worry about things, I've started looking at, because we're so aware, that I realized that when I start asking questions and actually going, okay, so really, is this anything to do with me? Like, has this got any bearing on me at all? Like, or am I just super aware of, everything around me? Like, I live in a city, so, there's people everywhere, and how many of them are contracted or worried or, and how much do we pick up on that? And I know kids are the same. Like, they're so aware when, their parents aren't getting along, or maybe their teacher doesn't like them, or, they're so aware of all of that. And so, the tool you talked about, Christine, is phenomenal, particularly for kids that are on the spectrum, like myself. I find when there are a lot of people, I will use that tool because I can feel it pressing on my head, and I'm just I don't want to be here. There are too many people. There are too many sounds, and I don't do the sort of typical or what people think is typical autistic behavior of banging my head or rocking or doing any of those things. I just get really quiet and I get out if I can. And for the longest time, that was sort of how I functioned. Whereas now I can use that tool and I can be amongst people for a lot longer time and not have it impact me. Another tool that I use is, it's called Barriers Down. And a lot of people, a lot of teachings out there talk about, you know, you have to surround yourself with protection and all of this stuff to protect yourself from the outside world. And really what you're doing when you do that is you're putting up all these walls around you. So then you're not aware of what's coming at you, you know, the car that's driving too fast that might run you over or things like that. Whereas, like you say, if you use the tool of expanding out or this other tool, which is called barriers down, where you're literally putting all those walls that you've been taught to build up over the years and just push them down and just expand out, then all of a sudden you're aware of everything around you, but you're not impacted by it when you're willing to be that really big space you're talking about and willing to keep those barriers down. So that's my two cents.
Which
on
is
that.
The opposite of what we think we should do.
Yeah.
We think we should have the walls of protection up, which is really interesting. That doesn't really allow anything to change.
No.
So I just want to go back to and just repeat a couple of things that we've talked about. And you just talked about how we pick up things from other people, and this is a concept that I don't think a lot of people hear. You know, people get overwhelmed, they get anxious, they have panic attacks and all of these things, and the fact is that we are these aware beings. We sense, we have this intuitiveness, and we, like you said, we pick up all this information, we pick up thoughts, we pick up feelings, we pick up emotions, we pick up all these sensations from not only the people around us, but they don't even need to be around us. So it could be a thought, you know, something somebody told us, a teacher or a parent or your friend or society, or it could be that from what I heard you saying is you walk in a room and you have all this, this sense of everybody else's stuff. So just becoming aware that, oh, yeah, I am a sensing being. And just because I, quote, feel this way does not mean it belongs to me. But it could be that I'm just sensing this information from other people.
We're a lot more like our dogs. Yeah.
A lot more like our dogs, did you say?
Yeah, a lot more like our dogs and cats and pets than we care to realize. I mean, sure, maybe we're not peeing on things, but
and you know, people are very willing to be aware of that their animals sense things. Yet we haven't. I didn't, at least, until I found the Access Consciousness tools, connect that I too, as a person, and doing the same thing that the cats and the dogs are doing and the animals are doing. So that's a really huge point.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that with people that work a lot with horses, that train horses, their capacity to, because they've developed it, because you're working with such a large animal and they are unpredictable, you have to be willing to be aware. Otherwise, you know, you could get trodden on or, you know, much worse. And so the willingness to sort of reach out and be really, really cognizant, not cognizant, but really, really have your spider feelies out so that you know, don't get kicked in the head, which I almost happened to me once. But because I was willing to be aware, I was like, oh, I need to move now. And I felt the hoof whistle past my head. And so what if we could acknowledge that we are like that? And what if by acknowledging it, we can actually use it to our advantage rather than our disadvantage and go into overwhelm instead of going, oh, I'm not going to step out because that car is coming way too fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just made me think of, I was talking to my boyfriend about when he rides his motorcycle, he is very aware. He said, it's one of the few times in his day that he doesn't have anything else in his head. He is just really the space of riding that motorcycle and just being with the roads around him and even the nature around him, and just being hyper aware of everything that he needs to be aware of to keep himself on that motorcycle. So so if we have the capacity to do that in that situation on a motorcycle or with a horse, don't we have the capacity to do that in every moment of our life?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not something that happens overnight. Like, it is a muscle. Like, you know, if you were to run a 5-mile marathon tomorrow and you never run a step in your life, it would hurt you. You know, like, it would not be fun. So like, give yourself a break and play with the tools and just see, you know, where you can use it. And maybe you use it for 2 minutes and then you go back to doing what you normally do, and just playing with it. Because when I first started, I got the sense that I should do it all the time, and it was really hard work, and it was really frustrating and really discouraging because I didn't yet have that muscle. But if you just give yourself a break and just play with it rather than beat yourself up with it, what fun could you have?
Yeah, and I ditto that, because I've been using these tools for 10 years and I'm still getting new awarenesses of where I can track myself and don't use the tools. So it totally is using a muscle and using the tools when you think of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So what do we have coming up in our tickle trunk for APS?
We have so much coming up. We are almost at the end of our school year. We only have a couple of weeks left, and then we start our summer program, our summer adventures, we call it. And we have everything from conscious cooking to English for non-English speakers. We have some really cool science classes, fun with wind turbines and building bridges and breaking them with Connor Hill. We have a ukulele class. Simone, you want to talk about your classes?
Yeah, I'm really excited about them. I was just making videos about them today. I have an art class that I'm really excited about. We're going to be doing sculptures and drawings and paintings and all sorts, looking at the modernists and the abstract people out there, as well as lots of other things. And I'm also doing 2 book clubs, and I love to read, and I'm really excited to share different ways of accessing books with kids, whether it's looking at their love of drawing and playing with that, or simply their love of writing or reading, and discussing what our favorite bits are. And so that's what I'm going to be up to.
Cool. And we have some Spanish classes for kids and adults. And all of these programs you can find at our website, accesspossibilitieschool.com. You can look under summer program and also look under extracurricular classes for adults, for our adult programs.
Yeah.
And we're registering for the fall now. We have an open house coming up on July 16th, and that's also on the website. There's a button there to find more information.
Yay!
Yeah. So anything else before we sign off?
Yeah. If you are interested in the school and you want to know more about how you can get involved, we do have a program called Friends of APS. So if you want to go to our website, I believe there is a page for Friends of APS. If not, you can get in contact with us at info@accesspossibilitieschool.com, I believe is the website, or the email, I should say, and let us know if you would like to become involved, because we would love to share our school with everyone.
Yes, we would. And if you ever want to ask a question or send in a question on a radio show, the email address is radio@accesspossibilitieschool.com. And next week's show is, we will be talking about, what do you do when your kids, your students are having a bad day? That's next week on June 6th. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Simone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Christine. Bye.
Bye.